If it's Tuesday, it's Tom. Tom Skilling joins us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And first of all, Tom, hello. Is summer, without getting into the real detail here of the forecast, which we're going to do in just a little bit, but I have this feeling that summer is upon us.
Well, you know, there's a decidedly warmer pattern coming into being, and you tend to believe it for a lot of reasons. One, this has been the projection now for a couple of weeks off our longer range models. Two, we've got at least five global hemisphere, you know, global models that are predicting a major warm up here. And it'll come in stages, and it always comes with a qualification in Chicago that we sit next to this beautiful lake that exhibits, a slowness in warming up as we head into the warm season. The atmosphere warms up a lot quicker than water does. So anytime you turn the winds off the lake, we can still get a cool day. But I'll tell you, we see more warm days in the next 2 weeks than we've seen for a while. Doesn't mean the cold weather is over yet, or the cool weather, but it sure means we're going to see warmth more frequently. So I think you're on to something.
Okay. All right. Then before we get into the details, because we'll do that a little bit later on.
Yeah.
What does this mean for Tom Skilling? Are you able to get out of your home now? Are you able to walk now that you've lost how many pounds now as of today?
Down about 60, and that continues to amaze me. But yeah, I never thought really in the back of my mind I'd ever visit this again, but here we are. So it's great. I feel great, and I'm just excited that it's been successful. That's all, real. I had to do something. So.
Yeah. No, I understand. And you feel good, right? You feel healthy?
Yeah, I do indeed. So it's excellent. The only thing is, I'm trying to keep the wardrobe up with this is something.
You know, I know we talked about that last week. It is true. It is. I was not trying to hurt your feelings in any way last week, but I was saying that you're literally shrinking out of your shirts, and that is probably going to have to change at some point.
Oh, in fact, I have a fella on retainer, Donnie, who was over here just the other day measuring the neck size and all this. So there's a new flock of shirts on the way, and this is like the third shipment. So it's wonderful. I never thought I'd get to this, but it's really great.
You could actually frame your shirts, and you could go through the Tom Skilling Museum, which I'd like to curate. You've got the shirt you started with before the surgery, and then, you know, watch it work its way down. It is amazing to watch on television, because if you watch every day, it's still a change. You say, well, it shouldn't be a change because it's slight and every day you shouldn't notice it. I think as the viewers, we do notice it. And then from week to week, if we're gone for a couple of days, or we see a promo of you that was even shot a couple of weeks ago as opposed to the ones before had the surgery. That must be driving you nuts, by the way. I'm thinking on behalf of you and your agents and everything, I'd like to make a formal complaint that they need to update the promos and the promo shots and everything, because you're unrecognizable compared to what you look like right now.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, with all of us working out of home and all, it's hard for the production people to get over here and do that. But, yeah, you're right. You know, you see these flabby pictures from, 3 months ago. It's different, that's for sure. But I don't want to dwell on this because people probably get sick of hearing. I tell my roommates, oh, I'm at this weight today. And they look at me like, oh, brother, you know, so.
I took a picture of the scale. Come on, everybody. Right. Let's look at it.
I'm afraid it's more exciting for me than it is for a lot of other folks. But you know what?
Oh, no. But you know what? You give people such hope here. No, honest to God. I mean, people are watching this. You are probably the most instructive example of this ever. No, I'm telling you, in Chicago media, there's probably never been anybody who has, you know, gone through this transformation, who is so familiar to viewers and have watched you throughout these years go through these transitions. And now, you know, this is a permanent transition, whether, you know, people want to do that to themselves is up to them. But I think it did save your life. I have another dear friend, Paul Bryan. We've talked about him before. The guy used to run the auto show and the voice of WGN and everything for years. He you know, he went through this, and he was, I mean, the last year that we did the auto show before he was doing this, he and I were hosting together before he actually had the gastric bypass surgery.
Yeah.
He had to take a golf cart from the stage that we were working on at the auto show to, I would say, with no more than 100 yards away to, like, his little internal office there. And he just couldn't move. I mean, he couldn't breathe. He couldn't do the things he had to do. And then it was, the first year was rough. I think you are, I think you're going through this pretty well by comparison to what I saw there. But after that, I mean, he's, you know, he's like James Bond now. He's, you know, globetrotting. He wears an ascot. I mean, there's a whole other thing that goes on.
Yeah. It's a fascinating thing to watch. You know, you read about this and studying it ahead of time, but to actually see it happening, you take it from the abstract to the practical, and it's a fascinating thing to watch. What's going to be interesting, Ro, is the blood chemistry. I'm anxious to see what that does. You know, cholesterol, blood sugar. I've been doing the home sugar measurement because I had been moving into, first stage diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which really scared me. I didn't want to go there. And that was that and being tired, as you say all the time with Paul, you know, you just didn't want to move. And so it's bad. But at any rate, it's good now.
Yeah,
and I'm happy. So, yeah, but thank you. I appreciate the kind words. And sorry to bore everybody with this, but I'll tell you, it is a fascinating thing to watch. And I'm telling you, I said to my doctor, who in the world in your profession ever decided that you could do something like this? Because there's real rearrangement of your innards that goes on in these surgeries. And yet, you know, they figured out that it wasn't harmful, and they've done it for decades. So if there were to be harmful aspects of it, you know, they'd have found it out by now.
All right, Tom, hold on 1 second. Yeah. Stay right there. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the outside here for just a second. So we were talking about the fact that you've lost all this weight, and now the question is, as the weather's about to change, and we're going to get into the actual details of the weather changing here over the next couple of days, because I smell summer, but that's a separate issue. We'll get to that. Don't disabuse me of the notion. Are you able to get outside? How much energy do you have? And are people recognizing you on the street? Those are my three questions.
You know something, bro? I've not been out all that much. I take our little dog out, and that's my major excursion into the outdoors. I haven't gone to stores or anything like that, but where I go, I put my mask on, and I go everywhere, so I think half the time people can't even see it. But no, people have come up to me and who do recognize me, even through the mask, and they say, wow, you look different, and how's it going? They've heard about this surgery. So people have been really kind. But I live up here on the north side. I'm just a couple blocks from Kathy Osterman Beach on the north end of Lakeshore Drive, and I look out on that, and I tell you, it's amazing how people have indeed stayed off the beaches. I see occasional somebody walking a dog out there or something like that, but people really have adhered to the shutdown of the lakefront, and you know, that's what we all ought to be doing, we're told these days. So,
well, here's something interesting that we just talked about this on Windy City Live today, that there is going to be an app that the city of Chicago might start to use. They're doing this in Europe currently for the beaches. We have to make a reservation to go on the beach, and you have to show your app. There'll be beach tenders, essentially, and the beaches are going to go, now they're going to be public. They're not going to be for fee yet, although I do see the city of Chicago making a buck off of this before it's all said and done, is that you will have to show an app, and then you have to get in line, essentially online, to get your pass for the beach for that day. And it can even be for X amount of hours, and then you have to go. It's interesting.
Wow.
And then they socially distance that way so that the beaches aren't overcrowded. I kind of honestly see this as a gigantic improvement over what is happening right now on the beaches, especially the downtown beaches. Up where you are in the neighborhoods, it's a little bit more sane. Downtown, it can get a little insane. And especially, I mean, we've had problems for years with, you know, teenagers and stuff like that, amassing in large groups and you know, deciding that, you know, they'd like to own the beach for that moment. Or there's been some rather unruly, ruckusy behavior, as my parents would say, on the beaches. So this may may actually be a change. And if you could actually build amenities on Chicago's beaches, like, remember, you know, they built restaurants and other things like that. You could build amenities. It would really be something special.
I'm telling you, this lakefront is one of this city's treasures. It really is. It's one of the things that makes the city so livable. And it's really fun to walk along the lakefront on a warm summer day, and you see different ethnic groups there and the families. It's really quite a kick to walk along this lakefront and see everybody out there enjoying themselves. See, this is why I'm glad I talked to Rokon, because I learned something. I didn't know this was being planned.
Yeah, well, there's an idea, at least, that's out there for us. All right, Tom, let's talk about the weather, because we're about to have a pretty significant change here. And you said last week that this was going to happen. You said that we were going to go through this dip over the weekend because there was a polar vortex, essentially, that came through here and affected us. And now it looks like we're on the other end of that.
Yeah, we're collapsing this wavy jet stream pattern in the days ahead. That is a big change, because when the jet stream gets wavy, it reaches up into the Arctic, and it comes crashing down here and brings cold air in tow. You know, it was 80 in Fairbanks, Alaska yesterday. The whole west end of the continent, while we've been shivering, has been in exceptional warmth. Well, that's going away, and what's going to happen is the upper winds are going to come in from the west and southwest, and that changes the source region of our air. So we're going to shift from North Canadian Arctic air into Pacific and then Gulf air. And for on Thursday, for our dew points, which are a measure of moisture, will go up into the low 60s. That's that lovely humid air that gives spring its wonderful feel. Now, we'll get some rain in the deal, and there are even some severe weather indications in the plains that may get close to us by Thursday. So there'll be some rain, but it won't be continuous. Now, I'm not here to suggest, bro, that we aren't going to have a period where winds will blow for a couple of days off the lake, and that's instant cool down for us at this time of the year. But it looks like the visitation of warm air will be more frequent. And by the middle of next week, say Wednesday, Thursday, we're seeing some pretty solid indications. We could have some 80-degree temperatures around here. So how about that?
That's a big deal.
So the trade-off is you get a little more moisture, but you warm up in the deal. And May is like that. We ran some stats and found there was a near 90% chance that we'd have an 80-degree or warmer temp. And in climatologically, just through history. And indeed, the arrival of a forecast of 80-degree temps off our actual models is not surprising.
Well, Memorial Day is 2 weeks from yesterday. And Memorial Day, as I joke always, I've been in a snowstorm on Memorial Day. And I remember, what was it, like 10 years ago when it was like 90-something, right?
Yeah.
It was really, really, really hot. So we can go either way here. And people are always going to ask this question, and I blame it on people, but I'm really the one asking you this question, Tom. As we look ahead to the summer, is there anything that indicates the kind of summer we're going to have? Hot, cooler, wet, drier?
Well, you know, an interesting point. Mother's Day, Sunday, was colder than cooler than Christmas Day.
Yes, I saw that.
25th.
Yes.
Now, this is interesting. My intrepid Bill Snyder, who always uses an occasion like that to start combing through the records, looked through what happened the last time we had a Mother's Day that was cooler than Christmas. That was in 1983, and he points out, as a lover of heat and humidity, you know, 1983, the summer of it, after that cool Mother's Day, produced 47 90-degree-plus temperatures at Midway Airport, which is pretty close to the top number. 87 was the year where we had 700s and 47 90-degree-plus summer days. That's the top of, you know, that's top tier in terms of hot weather. Normally, we see about 17 to 23 90s. Depending on whether you look at O'Hare or Midway in a summer. So to get 47 of them is really quite an achievement. So what it tells us is not necessarily this summer is going to have 47 90s, but it says, boy, you can have a hot summer after some cool weather late into the spring.
Yeah.
And
the
indication for this summer right now is near to above normal on temperatures overall. So let's see how that works out. A lot of it depends on how much rain you get during the spring season. If you wet the soil, Then when summer comes on and tries to warm up over wet soil, hello, Maddie.
Maddie, that's Maddie. Maddie, down! Down, Maddie!
You're right. Maddie, say hi, Ro. And what about me? You've been ignoring me. I'll tell you, she's such a good girl. I don't know what's setting her off. But at any rate, if you have wet soil, if you warm up over that, you put moisture back in the air, that develops clouds and showers, which mixes down cooler air and tempers your summer heat. So what happens here in the next couple of weeks will be interesting on the moisture front as to what the summer ultimately ends up bringing us.
Yeah, but, for sure. All right. Tom Skilling. You can see Tom on the weather every afternoon. He starts at 5 o'clock, and he works all the way until 3 o'clock in the morning on WGN-TV News. But luckily, he's doing it from his home at the moment, as we all are. All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next week.
You have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.